This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 would like to congratulate Sonia and the team at Sci-Fi and Scream for reaching 200 shows. Thanks for years of entertainment, and here's to 200 more.
They play the MASH.
They play the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it was a graveyard smash.
They play the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
They play the MASH.
They play the Monster MASH.
What do you think of the future of Australian comics after this Ledgers Award night?
I think the future of comics is really great in this country because there's a great array of talent. There's so many people out there who are producing good quality product.
94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This is Glenn Mazzara from The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is the Screamer from Sci-Fi and Scream, and here we have some more from the Ledger Awards. I spoke to a gentleman called Nat Carmichael, and he was the fellow that was given the award for John Dixon and his wonderful contribution to Australian comics. John couldn't make it to the awards night. The ceremony held April the 11th. At the State Library of Victoria, but Nat picked it up on his behalf. So we spoke to Nat, and so here is that interview from the 11th of April. Enjoy. This is Sci-Fi and Scream, Joy 94.9. This is Sci-Fi and Scream at the Ledger Awards for 2014, but it's also an interesting awards period because it's looking back and honouring the people that have made all the comics that we see now happen and be the importance they are, and looking at the culture of Australia, and some New Zealanders too are involved there, like Tim Malloy and so on. But we're very honoured to speak to one of the award receivers, very special award for a man called John Dixon, and we've got Nat Carmichael. Nat, tell us about the award that you received in honour of John Dixon.
Well, I accepted on behalf of John the Platinum Award for Outstanding Achievement in Comics. It's really recognising John's involvement in comics since the very early days of Australian comics, which is in the 1940s. And John worked from the mid-1940s up until his retirement in the mid-1990s in different avenues. He worked for Australian Comics when there was a viable industry going. Then he created his own comic strip, which ran in the newspapers for many, many years. And then finally, he worked for American publisher Valiant Comics until he retired.
For John, did he move to America because there wasn't as much support or interest here in Australia? Was that why he went there?
No, he actually left because he found his newspaper strip, Airhawk and the Flying Doctor. He was losing a bit of inspiration. He was getting really fatigued with the daily grind of doing a newspaper strip, and he felt he needed a bit of a break. So someone offered him a job in America to be an art director for this magazine, which was based on defence and foreign affairs. And they gave him the opportunity to actually do oil painting, which he hadn't done before. So
okay.
He wanted to go from a cartoon strip artist to an oil painter, and he made the transition quite easily. They gave him the opportunity to be art director of that magazine. So I think the temptation was too great for him, and he decided to leave Australia and follow that in America.
Follow that dream. Now, what I find interesting is your involvement, and how did you meet John, and what you can tell us anyway.
Well, I've been a fan of John's work when he did the Air Hawk and the Flying Doctor from the mid 1970s, and John and I conversed by writing, conversed by telephone. And we conversed by faxing, over the years.
Faxing.
Yeah, back in the old days. Awesome. This is before computers and before emails.
Yeah.
And I guess I really like John's work, and so in the 1980s, the late 1980s, I published 6 comic books based on John's Air Hawk. So I had 6 comics. They were nationally distributed around the country. And lately, in 2011, and just last year, I published 2 volumes. Like, one was a paperback and one was a hardcover based on John's work. And so after I published the first one, I decided to go over to America and actually present it to John. It's the very first time I've actually met him, even though we conversed over the years. We never actually met until 2011. So it was a great honour to give him this book.
And what was that like? I mean, you're obviously like very passionate about his work, and as a fan, what was it like to meet someone who you've been, you know, obviously very proud of? You love his work.
Yeah, I've always admired his work, and I guess to go there, I didn't realise that he wasn't well, and he's got Lewy body dementia, which is a little bit like Alzheimer's, except that his faculties are still working, but he can no longer paint. He can't even sign his
name. That's really hard.
So, yeah, it's really sad. And he's got progressively worse since I met him in 2011. So Sue, his wife, says, you know, that he's really honoured and to accept the award, and he's just really rapt. He's really stoked. You know, to have his lifetime work honoured and, you know, and honoured for all the work that he has done, I think it's a great honour, and he's really happy about that.
Yeah. That's great. And for you yourself, what do you think of the future of Australian comics after this Ledger's Award night?
I think the future of comics is really great in this country because there's a great array of talent. There's so many people out there who are producing good quality product. The only problem I can see at the moment is we need a wider audience to accept comics and to realise that comics, hey, they're not just for kids. You know, there's stories out there that we're relating to the world. And I'd like to see a greater acceptance of comics. They're no longer for kids. They're stories that we're telling, Australians telling Australian stories for Australians. And I think that's important. And I can only see the industry expanding from where it is. I think for many years it contracted, but now it's expanding. And this award, I think, goes a long way towards getting those goals achieved. This is an advanced copy of a magazine that I've just printed called Oi Oi Oi. And inside there we've got numerous Australian talents who I believe are deserving of greater recognition. I've also started negotiating with some of the other artists in Australia, like Michael here, of comic work that's been published in the 1980s, trying to bring out volumes of their work.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Besides John's work, I've just published an anthology called Ned Kelly, which is based on a comic strip that was published in the newspapers in the 1970s by a guy called Monty Wedd, who was also John Dixon's vintage. And in the negotiation stage, unfortunately, Monty passed away. But nonetheless, I managed to continue the negotiations with the family, even though I allowed them a bit of time of grief. I gave them a year of grief after Dad passed away, and the family have allowed me to publish this book called Ned Kelly. And I've got it available at Supernova this coming weekend. So,
wow, that's exciting.
So I published quite a few comic books in my time. So there you go.
Oh, okay. So do you have an online presence, and where can people go to check out your website?
Yeah, sure. It's www.comicoz, that's comicoz.com. And you can see the books there I've got available. There's some that are in pre-production right at this moment, you know. So I'm trying to get more Australian comics out there for Australians because the stories deserve to be heard, I think, to a greater audience.
Hi, this is Charisma Carpenter, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.